Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Your favorite agony aunt and uncle are here to help you with all of your relationship problems here on Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. It's me, Liz Best.
Hello, and it's me, Tom Harris, as
and
ever.
We've got all of the answers. They may not be correct, but we have them for you.
They are answers.
We've got opinions, and we're not afraid to share them.
We're not afraid to use them. No, look out.
Look out. Well, I was going to try and go for something there, and then it just, didn't work at all.
Just back out of that
complete
analogy.
Fail.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just wipe your minds, ladies and gents, and pretend I'm still professional.
And marker, action.
Action. All right, I've got one for you that was written in. So during lockdown, a very close friend of mine, in brackets, then a friend with benefits, and now my boyfriend, had a big fallout with housemates and was kicked out. Since he wasn't working, he didn't have a stable place to live. He was super depressed and we got really close as friends. I was also helping him out a bit financially during this time when I could. He then came out and said he liked me as more than a friend and we started dating. It felt a little bit weird, but I was still excited and happy at the beginning of the relationship. Mm. When I moved out of my mum's place after securing a job again, it was almost assumed that he would live with me because he had nowhere else. Now, a month later, he spends basically all his time sitting on the couch watching Netflix. He's left the house 3 times to look for a job, but has nothing that could even potentially work out and has not contributed financially a single cent. I study law full-time and I work and the stress is killing me. I really care about him, but I've recently started wishing I could just break up with him because romantic feelings have faded or were never there, I'm not sure, and any moments of intimacy feel forced and against my will. How do I break up with him, knowing that if I do, he will have no place to go and be without any financial support? I feel like you need to hit the button.
Yeah, I mean... There we go. Yeah. Just off the bat. You can't break one. I mean, okay, when you break up with someone, every move and choice and option they have is not your problem anymore.
Yes.
Basically. And also, it's a good thing for someone to be thrown into the deep end and suddenly they need to look after themselves. Oh my God, I need to get a job because I need money to buy the things I like. So that's a good thing to give someone, right?
You are like a mama bird throwing a baby bird out of the nest and just being like, fly, bitch.
Yes, that's
and
correct.
This is the problem. At the moment, you're mothering him. You're being his mum. And it is not your responsibility to make sure that he is fed or clothed or any of that, especially after you break up. But I just want to point out the fact that you care about that means that you are an empathic person. Yes. And that is a good thing.
Yes, God, yeah. Locking onto someone and someone else's emotions and needs, that's a good thing. But it's not your responsibility for this man to land on his feet.
Nope.
Either he lands on his feet or he doesn't. But that's not, that burden doesn't lie with you.
Nope.
You know? So...
you do what's right for you, and he needs to figure his own shit out.
Yes, agreed.
End of story.
100%. Do we consider that dealt with?
Dealt with, dealt move with. On.
Next. Liz, what's your favourite love song?
Oh, you've really put me on the spot. What's yours while I'm thinking?
I apologise. I don't know. Frank Sinatra once called Something by the Beatles, George Harrison.
Fuck, I was just about to say that, but then that was my song with my ex.
Yeah,
so.
Right. He said that's one of the prettiest love songs of all time.
It's beautiful. I love a lot of terrible 80s stuff. Give me a bit of REO Speedwagon.
Oh, yes.
Like, can't fight this feeling.
Is Without You by Harry Nilsson a love song or a breakup or an angsty love song?
It's a bit angsty.
Always a Woman by Billy Joel is quite lovely.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I do. I like love songs.
I feel like I don't like anything modern. Like, it has to be...
No, yeah.
You know.
Yes, anything before 1992.
I like The Way You Look Tonight as well. That's like... I mean, that's almost a cliche love song, but it's still beautiful.
Doesn't matter. Sometimes they say the words in the best way.
Listeners, what's your favorite love song and why? Write in and tell us. I want to know what's your favorite love song and why. And especially if it's something modern. If there's anything, I know a lot of people will love a bit of Ed Sheeran for there, but I just, it's too cliche.
I agree with you. I don't know. It's hard to articulate why, but I do agree with you.
Breakup songs, like.
Oh, yes. That's a whole new story, yeah. A whole new question for a whole new episode.
We'll deal with that next time.
But we will get there.
All right. Shall I?
Please.
Hey, guys. I'm really confused.
Aren't we all, dear?
My coworker, a male, and I, female, met up multiple times at my place, and he stayed the whole night, and we laid in bed watching movies and talked, and that's about it. Nothing sexual happened, not even cuddles. Last time our conversation got so personal and emotional that I even cried a bit. Mm. He tells me stories about his family and friends and always adds that we get along well. When we see each other at work, by the way, it's not a serious job, we're both leaving the company in January, he always compliments my looks. Sometimes tells me that he's nervous when I'm around. Are we heading towards something relationshipy, or are we just friends? I'm really confused that he doesn't make any moves when I'm lying next to him for hours, but at work when he walks me home, he always just hugs me and he plays with my hands and stuff. I'm just really confused.
I get the impression that you're heading towards some sort of romantic interest, right? Maybe it's being comfortable. At work, you're more familiar with the surrounds and everything. Maybe it's easier for him to slide into romantic stylies. Then suddenly when in the cold, harsh light of being alone, maybe nerves get to him. I don't know. I can't read the situation. However, I see us barreling towards a big butt here, not for the first time in my life.
It's 2020.
Yes.
Ask him.
Yes.
Like, you don't have to wait for him to decide what you are. Like, if you're confused about things, just be like, hey, so sometimes it seems like you actually like me. Is that the case? Like, you don't have to put yourself out there and be like, so I like you. Do you like me? You could just ask. Sometimes it feels like you like me more than friends. Is that the case? Go from there.
Of course.
I know it's difficult. Of course.
Yeah, it's hard to do that.
But you can put the onus on him. You don't have to be vulnerable and confess that you like him. Just ask him if he likes you.
God, yeah. But all of the circumstances she listed seems to be...
It does seem like he does. See, it's the fact that he doesn't make a move in bed that makes me go, well, maybe he just wants a security blanket. Like, he could just want a security blanket person that's everything but a girlfriend until he finds an actual girlfriend. But the only way you're going to find out is to communicate. You can't ask a bunch of strangers who don't know him and expect us to know him. So I would just say, figure out a way that when he's doing something like playing with your hands or something that is specifically feeling like he's into you, just be like, are you into me or what's going on here?
Yes.
It requires a little bit of bravery, but then you can stop wondering.
But reader, life is so tragically short and brief, and the moments in it are too far, and the best moments particularly in it are too far between. So if you can't help the way you feel for someone in your heart, you know, you can't help those feelings and you want to explore them. You're ready for that maddening rush of love and all the things with it. Go get it. Stand up and be counted. God damn it. Yep. Yes, you. Yeah, I know. I've just startled you. You're at the gym and you're going, Jesus, no, I'm getting yelled at. But yes, you. Seize the day. Grab it.
With consent.
With consent.
Grab the day with consent.
Enthusiastic consent. But yes, reader, you said, I think in the question it was like, is this happening?
Is this turning into something relationshipy or are we just friends?
It bloody can be if you
It won't do anything if you do the same thing and expect a different outcome.
That's right.
Seize the day. Ask him.
You know, in 2020, we are letting women do more and more things.
Yeah, you're letting us do so much. We're just, you know, thank you, dear patriarchy, for allowing us.
Who knew that you women could do so much? I'm floored.
And how?
So why can't you ask the man out? Why can't you get some answers from him? Do it, reader. Do it. I encourage you to do it. And I hope it doesn't blow up in your face in a terrible way. But if it does, that's a story for Ghost of Boyfriend's Past.
And then you can call us and we'll exploit you in the most kind and gentle manner possible.
That's right. And Liz, quick one to end with. Have you ever had the luxury, I suppose, of having to choose between two people?
Yes.
Yes.
I made the wrong choice.
Wrong choice.
I should have chosen the third option, which was myself.
neither.
Yes. So at
the oft-forgotten third option.
It's always the third option. I spent so long trying to decide between two men who were both awful for me that I forgot to choose myself and my own self-esteem, and realized that I was going from the end of one bad relationship into another one because it seemed like that guy was going to rescue me, even though the other guy had started being really wonderful to me, you know, like, and I was like, well, who do I choose? And if I had have chosen myself, I wouldn't have gotten into the relationship that I did, which led to my self-esteem going down the toilet because I felt like this man was rescuing me. And then when he cut me down, sure, I had nowhere else to go. So,
Accepting the fact that you shouldn't have made a choice,
yes,
you did. How did you arrive at decision? You've got bachelor number one and bachelor number two. He likes the XYZ. Do you do lists?
This is how it happened for me. Bachelor number one made an incredibly massive grand romantic gesture. I accepted that gesture. And as soon as we started going down that path, I wanted to vomit and I knew it was the wrong choice. So I reversed my decision and chose the other.
Oh, a full reversal. Yes.
And it was awful. It was awful because this grand romantic gesture was like the stuff of dreams, right? And I still remember how awful I felt knowing that this person was giving me everything that I was asking of him. And it still wasn't going to be enough. And I thought it would be, but the second I said yes to it, I knew it wouldn't be. Having said that, I now strongly believe that had I accepted and gone with bachelor number one instead of bachelor number two, he would have fucked me over again, because I don't think leopards can change their spots. But maybe it would have caused less damage than bachelor number two ended up doing.
Maybe.
I just think I made a decision and then my gut told me it was wrong.
Sure. How do you think people go about making that choice in better circumstances?
I feel like a lot of the stuff that I did was I chatted to friends and weighed a few things up, and kind of tried to look at what I wanted in my future and which person was providing that to me, when what I think I should have asked my friends, because my friends gave me great opinions based on the questions that I asked them, but I don't think I asked the right questions. But I think sounding off with people who you know and who know you is probably the best way to go about that. I don't think you should ever commit a list to paper, because you know that in the rules of Hollywood, it means that that person is going to find that list at the worst possible moment in the relationship.
God, yeah.
What about you?
I've never had that luxury of accruing more than one person of interest in a while. I take what I can get, Liz. I rarely have to.
But you've gotten so good. Like your girl now is just amazing. So.
My inkling is that when people have a choice, that in the end, when you boil down to the brass tacks of it all, it's not a choice. If you reverse psychology, you take one option away from them.
Yeah.
How they respond to that.
That's exactly what happened to me. I made the choice and I took option number two away and realized,
oh,
fuck.
It was number one. Yeah.
It was actually number three, but we didn't know number three was a choice.
Yes,
now we do. Yeah.
So I think if you
play that dangerous game with yourself where you're just
So I don't know if that helps anyone, but take one of the options off the table and see how that hurts your heart or makes it sink.
Yes.
And you'll know.
Yes.
It's not truly a choice. You're maybe just putting up an alternative to avoid a decision. Well,
Brilliant.
There we go. More help dished out.
More advice given.
Just help dolloped out on your plate. A big nourishing serving of
it's
help.
It's hearty help too this week.
Eat your roughage. Come on, it's good for you. Choke it down.
Our lawyers have said you have the option not to eat the advice. Hearty meal.
Checks will not be honoured. Well, thank you for listening, boys and girls, and all and sundry. We love your attention. We love your support. We love your questions. We love your input. We love your stories. And we love you.
We do.
Write to us at ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com. Send us a story. Send us a message.
Send us a question. Send us a meme.
That's right.
We love that shit.
Get in contact. We always love hearing you and seeing you pop up in our world. Otherwise, check out other podcasts on the That's Not Canon network. I mean, a good good company man and yes. Pushing other.
Yes. As long as the lawyers are going, yes, good, yes. Good job.
But as long as you come back to Liz and Tom time here on Ghosts of Boyfriends Past.
The best time, guys.
That's all very good. Any last words, Liz?
No. Just, we love you.
Are you sick of humans? Do you want to learn cocktail facts to horrify your coworkers at your next fancy Christmas party? Or do you simply want to horrify the next person that rants about what lifestyle is or is not quote-unquote natural? Then you should listen to Fonication, one of the most ethically questionable podcasts out there, dedicated to unnecessary education and airing out Mother Nature's dirty laundry. Tune in for exciting phrases such as love darts, elastic navel cavities, echolocation jamming reproductive organs, and inconveniently located teeth. If any of those phrases horrified you, that's okay. You're completely normal, and I welcome you and your affliction anyways. So stop by and learn about all the Google searches I did so you don't have to. Fonication is available on all platforms and for as long as I fly under the FBI's radar. New episodes every other hump day, because of course I chose Wednesday.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The Ancient and Esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.